Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, I could see you in this film in the 80s with the skinny tie.
Actually, not a skinny tie. What he would be in is one of the prize patrol jeeps from WAVA.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nick Sticker.
And here's the worst thing about this. And it doesn't look too bad now. Definitely was a burn, and it definitely did go pretty deep. But ever since the blister came off, and this is why it's so bad to live in this modern era, I can't open my phone. Because my thumbprint is gone.
It burned off your thumbprint.
The name of the cream is Picrato Butesin.
Is that American?
They have an American too.
Well, I guess we're still going to South America. All right, Mom.
Don't put me in the shame that this thing.
I'm not shamed. This is the more
don't
we know.
Don't shame your mother.
Don't shame your mother.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My timer went beep. I didn't know why.
I knew it was you. Anyway, always you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And showtime. Yeah, that's it. So I got to share this with the godparents today.
Please.
My kids' pictures came back from school. I'm going to describe this picture, Michael's class picture. As the smile you would give, this is his phony smile that he gave for his, and this smile is great. Thanks for coming by. I've done it a million times.
Sure.
You always say, it's like, thank you very much. This is the smile that says you're on a red carpet and everybody's showering you with adulation. You're like, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Very good. Yeah.
Dismiss it.
That's right. I didn't want to be here, but I'm here.
This is the smile that says, I'll get right back to you. I'll get right back to you. Thanks. It's a pleasure doing business with you. Thanks so much. Yeah. Take care. Here's the 2020 picture. There he is. There's my man.
I love it. I love it. That is great. He looks so handsome.
There, but you know what? I was going
to
say,
right,
that's
back
a smile.
To you on that. Yes, sir.
That's a smile that comes with finger guns.
That's a Shooter McGavin smile.
Exactly. Thanks so much. Yeah, appreciate it. Man, that was a great great round of Minecraft you played. Thanks. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't
very
think
much.
I don't so appreciate sweet. It. Look at
thank
him.
You. Thank you very much. There you go.
I love it. Oh, it's
that's
awesome.
My little guy. Aww. That's my little man. That is
so
my
sweet.
Little man.
It's not a smirk, right? It's not a smirk. It's a smile.
It's not a smirk. It's his, I don't know.
Let me see it again.
Okay, here we go.
I really want to dissect this. Yeah.
The fact that he's not showing, was he like hesitant to show teeth because he's missing teeth?
No, it's a kid thing. I don't think it would be. Yeah. It's a kid thing. It's
because like, I think with the lips closed, I think it does count as a smirk. I think Oscar got it. That's a smirk.
That's like an 18 year old's I'm sleeping with your daughter smirk. Yes, sir.
Oh, dear.
I'll get her home before 1 a.m.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll have her back at 11.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're going to have the talk with him.
Oh, my God.
According to Webster's, Mike, a smirk is to smile in an irritatingly smug, conceited, or silly way.
Oh, it might be a smirk.
It might be a smirk. Yeah.
He's being silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that
good
kid.
Video day.
I love that kid. Yeah, if you have the video. If you don't, you know, you're missing out.
Yeah.
So
dare you?
You know, you're missing out. There.
How
here we go.
How dare you?
The kid is smiling.
Okay, so normally I don't take things off of prep services to put in the body of the show. I usually just lazily cut and paste them for my news.
Sure.
But today I have removed this particular story because it was 8 items, and I realized that of this list of 8, I participated in 7 of the 8. Now
that's a passing grade. 88%.
That's a passing grade. This is, I will share this with you because I think this is interesting. And we've been so heavy at the beginning of the show. Yes. And it's so hard. I said to my wife this morning, she said, how you doing? I said, I'm having another day. I'm having another day. Just trying to find it. Just trying not, just to try to find anything to talk about besides the disintegration of our democracy and COVID. So I'll forge ahead. And here it is. Because, you know, when you get down here among the seniors, you do see you see gross old men, much more than gross old women. Although when you see a gross old woman, there's nothing worse than a gross old woman.
I don't
know
what makes them gross.
Have they given
lack of hygiene?
Oh, okay.
Lack of hygiene, pure and simple. And it's lack of hygiene on the old men, too.
Yeah.
You know, that are just sitting there. And usually it's hair. As most people know, when you get older, you lose the hair as an old man. You lose the hair on top of your head, and it comes out in other parts of your body.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah. So, and by the way, I can count family members that probably could use a surgical trimmer for the safe, comfortable removal of nose and ear hair.
Victor,
I really could use that. Yeah.
I was going to say, I never forget the first time I was at a barber shop and the barber, without even asking me, trimmed my eyebrows. It was very disconcerting.
Well,
because hair starts growing when you don't expect it to.
But the eyebrow hair, at least in my world, which grows significantly, and by the way, I don't think it's distinguished. I don't think it is.
Oh, the bushy eyebrows?
The bushy eyebrow, it's
the
gross.
The burn-y eyebrows?
And it's neglectful. Yeah. So if you happen to be one of those guys, it probably has a giant pube patch when they're younger, and it turns into the eyebrow hair, and you let it just go, you're just letting it go.
I am so peeved at you right now, because now all I can think of is Donald Sutherland in The Undoing and his pubic hair. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. Well, that subject will probably surface on the show today anyway, because there are multiple discussions of that particular hair down there.
Okay.
But getting back to the trimming, I have been a rather meticulous trimmer of nose hair.
Yes.
I do not have that level of diligence with eyebrows, and my wife is obsessed because she's in the business with eyebrow hair.
How do you trim eyebrow hair? Just the clippers?
No. You really want to know? You really want to know what she does?
Yeah.
She plucks. And you want to talk about an exercise in uncomfortable living is when she grabs and loves it. And I mean, she pulls these horns out of my eyebrows that I think are attached to my cerebral cortex.
Now, if you trim your nose hair, do you have a nose hair trimmer?
I have a fabulous Panasonic nose hair trimmer that I've had the same battery in for months. I wish we could get them as an advertiser, because I've had crappy ones too. Norelco, which is really, you want to know what the noise? Let me do my impression of the Norelco trimmer. Three trims. I mean, really, an engine that's powered by a mosquito.
It's something that I love Harry's for the razors. If they could just make that one trimmer, I'm all in.
They should.
Hey, Harry's, we love you.
Yeah.
We know you're doing the regular razors. Yeah. We know you're not into electronics of any kind. But if you come up with a safe trimmer.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call it? The safe surgical trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
I always
remember that. No, I would love, because Harry's would probably do it right, with those German blades.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm shocked, Mike, you don't have one that has attachments, because mine doesn't. It has a rotary for your nose hair, but also a small clipper with a guide to do your eyebrows if you want. You just change out the head. It's the same engine.
I love what I have. I love the one thing, because it just lasts. It's larger, and it's just a really great engine in there.
Yeah.
By the way, I have been a Panasonic guy for a long time. Their little product. Good outfit.
South Korean or Japanese? I'm not sure. Panasonic.
I think they're Japanese.
Yeah?
Japanese.
I'll find out. Yeah, Japanese.
I'm pretty sure they're Japanese. I'm turning Japanese, so yes, I'm
I wish my
turning
Japanese.
Japanese. I really think so. But the trimming and you know, with the grossness, you get that down here. And when this came across my desk, I love when I say it like that. By the way, DJs that say that, when this came across my desk, I have a desk, but when this is like you have a staff where people are bringing things across your desk. No.
Technically, you have a staff.
This is me. Well, I have a staff, but they're far away.
Yes.
Mike, Panasonic is a company based in Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Really?
No, he's lying. It's my hometown.
No, it's based in Osaka, Japan. Actually, a neighborhood called Kadoma in Osaka, Japan.
So beautiful products.
Japanese.
Beautiful products. So the story caught my eye with, are you a gross, disgusting, filthy individual?
Oh.
And this is a poll. By the way, Rob and I use the same, the prep surface is called obese, lazy man prep service. Rob, I don't want to use it. I would like to ban him from using it, but he gets the audio clips from it, and I get a lot of news from it. But I'd love to ban. It's you don't know this, but it's been a fantasy of mine that I'd really like you to just toil away all day trying to find wacky sounds. But
wacky.
I know if I relied on you doing that, it would be the same thing with guests on the show. You would tire of it and then just not do it.
Back to the article.
Yes, anyway, what is disgusting?
I don't know. I'm just mad at him for some reason today. Are you a gross, disgusting, filthy individual? Well, no, you would admit that that is spoon-fed shit that you and I both use every day. Would you not agree that that's what it is?
It is right? Very DJ-centric, yes, but I do feel we make the best of it. We allow the cream to rise to the top.
Yeah, but it's no, there's no cream in it anymore.
There's a lot really of exclamation isn't. Points. They do that.
There's not. And it's nothing that, you know, with about 25, 30 more minutes, we'd be. And everybody, by the way, all the people that think it's Yahoo or Google, bite me because it's not. Okay? All right, junior people out there. So this one says, this news story, are you a gross, disgusting, filthy individual? Someone polled over 100,000 people online. Here's where I have problems with this service.
Okay.
I don't know whether they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I think they just throw those numbers, and there's a bunch of guys, because they're DJs. They're failed DJs.
Failed DJs. That's what's important.
That run this.
Yeah.
Then I think that they throw polls and surveys out that are so made out of whole cloth that there is absolute. Now, if you say a survey from a reputable website,
right,
or a survey where they source it from an institution, say from a medical institution or something like that, or a legitimate polling service, then I'll have it. But when they just say a survey said, they're lying.
And I think
that's what I've always believed.
When they type it, they're laughing. They said, "From 100,000 people, ha 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 ha."
Someone polled.
Someone.
Over 100,000 people online and asked about different things a lot of us do but never talk about.
All right.
And out of these, I will tell you that at the end of this exercise, I polled out of the 8 items, 7 of them.
All right.
And at the end of this poll, you can guess the one that I don't do.
All right.
Because I do them all. All right. So it's how many of these habits will you admit to? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Picking your nose when no one's around.
Oh, I'll
for
I'll
both
admit
of
that.
Them.
Yeah, I got it. I'm
of course.
In. Absolutely.
100%.
Are you not supposed to do it when people are around, right?
93% said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as eating, at some time in your life, putting it to your mouth.
Of course.
Eating it.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Not even
No.
Not even as a kid?
No.
No,
absolutely.
But you've done it as an adult, too.
I've done it this morning.
Gross.
43% have eaten.
Breakfast before. Is the most important meal of the day.
Number two, in the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy? 69% of people said yes. What about that?
No.
And that means any time in the history of bathroom have you gone in
when you're a kid,
and not washed?
But not as an adult.
Well, yeah. I would say absolutely yes. You know what? If you like a midnight run, if you have to get up at 2. To do it, to take a leak.
Oh, in your own home.
Yeah.
I think it's a totally different story. Well, it says the bathroom, so it could be public and a private bathroom.
Always in a public bathroom. Always.
So, Oscar, you have always washed your hands when you've gone.
They'd be alive. I said always, but I can maybe remember once or twice where I had to get back into the show or something.
So it's a yes. 69% said, so you both said yes.
Yeah.
69% of you. Have you ever, here we go.
Yeah.
Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby? That means, you know, we've discussed it on the show before. That moment where, you know, you shart, basically.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, of course.
All right. 36% of us have done it as a teenager or adult. I think that number is much higher.
Of course.
I think that number has to be
much
higher.
Here's a little peek behind the curtain, Mike. For a while, when I was really battling the colitis, I kept a change of clothes.
This is where you volunteer information on gross themes.
I kept a change of clothes just in case. Because you know what? Never can tell.
You're ruining it. You're ruining it. It's gross enough on its own. Have you worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
No. I won't do it.
Never?
No.
Never?
I'm deathly afraid of smelling or being a smelly kid. I will never be that guy.
Never?
I can't. No.
Rob?
I have. Usually it could be a laundry issue, you know, if you've fallen behind. I've gotten better because I have so much underwear now, thanks to our client MeUndies. Have a lot of underwear. But there's a time when if you're down to six or seven pairs, you know, there are times when you go to the drawer and the cupboard is bare.
68% have worn underwear 2 days in a row.
When you work out, because you have to... It immediately tells you to get rid of that underwear. You know what I mean? It's over. So
I agree.
You have to have more of them in stock so you're prepared.
Yeah, but you don't work out every day.
Not anymore. But I have enough underwear for, I would say, 2 weeks.
Okay. Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
79% said yes.
100%.
Do you ever pee in the shower?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a
no problem.
83% of us do.
No problem. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever pooped? I'm sorry, not pooped.
What's that?
Here's one. Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Oh, no. Gross. Josie Grossy. No.
38% of us have.
And didn't you see that on a beach something once? Like in Ocean City?
I went to I believe it might have been East Beach in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. Forgive me for naming the
beach. It could have been the beach. It could have been the beach at Ocean City. I have no. I think I blocked it. But there was a man who had a hairy back and zits on it, and a woman who was sitting there on a beach towel about 20 feet in front of us, popping a guy's zits on his back.
Oh.
Some people love doing it.
Oh, they will. That's their television shows for it.
The Dr. Pimple Popper show. I can't look at it.
Do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
Oh.
I have.
I think you have to if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I don't think we do it on a regular basis.
It's not a question about regular basis. Have you ever stuck your fingers somewhere gross and then sniffed them just because you're curious? Because you're curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And someplace gross I stuck my finger, Mike, was Philadelphia.
I answered yes to every single one of these, except for one.
I'm going to guess it's the pimple.
Go ahead.
The eating of the boogers.
It's the pimple. Oh, eating the boogers. I've eaten boogers. It's the...
You make it seem like I'm the a-hole because I hold you in such regard that you're not a booger eater.
No, 43% of people, so over half people have not eaten it, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, sometimes it's just out of curiosity. It's just out of it. But I have never, I am so grossed out by other people's zits. If you're repelled by that, I cannot believe that 38% of people... have popped someone else's zit, but only 43% have eaten boogers.
I think the booger stigma comes socially from, you know, when you're a kid.
I think they don't want to answer truthfully.
Oh, no. There's been stigmas.
Because how many times have you seen somebody going like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't catch that a lot.
Especially,
I really don't.
When a high-pressure system rolls through, a lot of dry air.
By the way, the nose picking when no one's around... If you count traffic as being no one's around.
Oh, my God. People think you cannot be seen in an automobile.
That's where I do most of it.
Well, if you're moving fast, it's hard to see somebody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's it. But, I mean, that's it. So
what
that's,
about the bathroom? What was the percentage on the bathroom again? Not washing your hands?
The washing of the hands. Hold on.
And Oscar makes everything sound like a Catholic ceremony. The washing of the hands.
The washing of the hands.
And the eating of the boogers.
In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing? 69%. Almost 70% said yes, they've skipped.
That number is that high in the middle of a pandemic.
But keep in mind, it precedes the pandemic, too. This is ever.
This is ever.
Ever, ever.
So, by the way, the routine, and this would be for, primarily for, we've spent a lot of times in bars, all three of us. In bars, I witness it more than anything else. You don't call somebody on it, but you should. You know, when people run in and then pee and walk right out. Constantly.
If there's a line constantly for the one sink that is afforded to you before the pandemic,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
I will look at that line, and then I'll look at if there's any sort of hand sanitizer around. I'll go hand mm-hmm. sanitizer. So, yes.
I will go. Yeah. If there's a line at the sink, I'll be like, okay, you know, and, you know, I'm out of here. That's it.
I believe
by the
I
way,
skipped once at the South of the Border restroom because the sink looked worse.
Yeah, the sink. And many, many times I've experienced
and
that.
The toilet.
Where the sink looks worse than the, you know, and if you're going winky tank,
you don't
want to be
involved
near the
yeah.
By the way, when I was driving up to Maine in July, at the very beginning of July, I sat with a mask on in the toilet of a particular rest stop, a convenience store, and said to myself, well, this is it. This is where I get it, right here. No one in there at all. Just, you know, because it was the outside door and you shut it. But I said to myself, if it was the gribbliest toilet I'd ever experienced. And then, by the way, when you travel along the super slab down to Florida from the East Coast, people, this is just my own personal experience, you might want to avoid any convenience store in South Carolina. I mean, anyone. North Carolina, you might have about an 80-20 chance of getting a bad one. You might get that 20% chance of getting a good one. South Carolina, no. It's not part of the equation. It is not. The people that work there do not burden themselves with it. There are restrooms that were cleaned when the floor was probably grouted. when it was built the first time, and then they skip it in totality. When we did our Iowa road trip, I'll give them a shout out. The cleanest ones I've ever seen were in Indiana.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
they were absolutely pristine.
Well, of course they're clean because the roads are so bad, no one can get to them.
Well, you thought the roads were bad in Indiana?
Don't you remember how they were torn up? It was horrible. The whole thing was like an off-road
adventure. That might have been during my hungover day when we were traveling through Indiana.
One day?
You had the worst
one.
You had the worst one where you didn't make it to the bus.
Yeah, well, it was only an alarm, a phone, and another alarm going off before I woke up. And then I ended up sleeping with Oscar.
It's a miracle no one died on that trip.
I thought, we're very fortunate.
Yeah. We are. We're blessed.
Indiana, especially the one guy that didn't want to go to karaoke. So he should have died. You want to throw him out of the bus. Anyway. By the way, to him, I hope everything's going all right.
Yes, yeah, of
hope
course.
Everything's
of course,
okay.
Of course.
I
see your disposition has changed from, you know, and mine as well, from yesterday that was just doom and gloom to today is maybe a lighter state of hope, maybe happiness.
Well, today's the eating of the boogers. It's a happy day.
I will tell you this, Oscar, I am a fine actor.
Okay. Fair.
Because yesterday I spent some time with the Cocoonville faithful, and they suck.
Okay.
Gotcha. They suck.
In what capacity did you spend some time with the faithful?
Just some chatting, and it's just...
you realize that they don't get it either.
No, you know who they all want to talk about?
Who?
You really want to know? You want to know the truth of this?
I'd love to.
Do you want me to really give you the truth of it? You
know I'm surrounded by nobody, so
you
want to
know what the new thing is? By the way, you'll get this if you hang around the people, the faithful. Do you know who the new evil person is that they just always want to talk about?
Who?
Kamala.
What?
Why?
Oh,
what
number
does she do?
One on there. That make no, you make no bones about it, all right? They believe two things, that Joe Biden will not finish his term, and that, and it's really going to get horrible when that radical leftist Kamala gets in office. That is, now listen, one thing I'm good at, and I could pick stocks based on this.
Yeah.
I guarantee, because I didn't know it either until I heard it from maybe two or three people, okay? Mm-hmm. That is coming. Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it. Because they did it with AOC.
Yeah.
They did it with her.
Yeah,
they've done it with Hillary and a woman of color. Oh my God! Wait till it's going to be. They're going to find stuff, and that because that's what they are about.
Yeah,
that's what they're about.
That's
trust
sad.
Me on that one.
I have a prediction.
Sad.
Actually, just a sight, and I'm wondering if this came up during the discussion. Did anyone say? And she wears tennis shoes. Do they hate that?
No, they think she's right. You know, and you get a lot of, well, you know, he's all right. But man, oh man,
oh
when
boy.
He's not in there, you know, and I just want to scream at that. That's right. The black lady. That's right. The people you hate, you racist.
Comes
I got
down
in
to
big
again.
Trouble when I did.
Oh, I
did
remember that. You got a big letter
in trouble when I did that
from the association.
They
were like,
but it's true.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's true. I don't feel any desire to hold back on that at all anymore. So
shout them out.
You heard it here. You heard it here. Watch the next 4 years.
Yep.
Watch the next 4 years and anything. If they can grab anything, you're going to start hearing. Because that, but by the way, and that is not by accident. Mm-hmm. That is simply identified by certain elements of the people that fuel this stuff. And then it's exploited.
That's the calling card.
That is my prediction.
Okay.
So you want to hear, you're going to hear stuff about Kamala. You're going to, anything that's even slightly wrong, you'll hear manufactured stuff about Kamala.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's so. But in answer to your question, when I came in lighthearted today, no, not even close.
You're a great
not
actor.
Even close.
You're a great
I'm
actor.
In a great, I'm in a absolutely, you know, very steady malaise. Is it debilitating? No. I can come in here and have a lot of fun on the show.
Yeah,
I can
right.
go out and hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
I can play with my kids.
Yeah.
I feel weight on me. I feel as though I'm in such a malaise over what we're going through right now. And I do believe with all of my heart also that when we get our act together with getting this vaccination process really underway and we can nip this thing in the bud, hopefully, that'll
a renaissance.
It. But the combination of democracy under siege and pandemic, boy, it's a little tough. And then when I get that just oblivious, no responsibility, there's your guy, let's move on.
There's your guy.
It makes me want to scream. I'm not going to lose it. I'm also modifying my drinking. So I don't, because I am, but I'm really, I should say this honestly, underneath the surface, there are such dark thoughts about this, about like getting out of here about it, because I'm just so sick of it. I'm so burned out on
it's
it.
Hard
but there
not
are enough
to have
guys.
Dark thoughts. It's hard.
There are enough guys, that, there are enough like-minded guys that I have.
Yeah.
I got my buddy Jimmy. I got my buddy David. I got my buddy John. And, you know, a bunch of us commiserate on this together. Got my buddy Lenny.
You're leading the resistance.
It's really, it's just now people know me. So they know me. So they come up to me and say, can you believe? And it's nice to know that there's a little bit of that. But most of them, no, that's it. Kamala, you know, how dare you? Without any evidence, well there's never been any evidence to focus on that without
also,
anything, you know,
thought,
other than, you know, it's crazy.
This is, I'm happy you highlighted this, Mike, because I wasn't even thinking along those lines. We live, like, the DC metro area, the DMV, is I mean, you don't hear what you're saying right now. In our circles, at least because of the people we hang out with, right?
Right.
Seeing a woman of color in power is something that is, frankly, it's commonplace for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and I celebrate that to this day because not enough has been done. And we're getting there.
Yep.
We should.
The idea
should
that threatens
a meritocracy based on qualifications and you know and breaking the ceilings that have held people down in this country.
I'd be foolish to think that wasn't threatening to other people.
Of course it is. Of course it is, because that's where it all comes from.
It's such a common theme. And we've seen it. We've seen this theme for weeks now.
Yeah.
And you keep spotlighting it, and it's true.
I said it back on the old Don and Mike show. I said it and got in real trouble. Had people threatening me when I said that. During one of my rants. I didn't rant for a long time after that. But I believe it. That's where it comes from. Where do you think it comes from? Them, us.
Exactly.
Period. It's all out there. But I came in today saying, hey, let's talk about some things that are gross. And then Oscar said, hey, you seem like you're in a better mood. Nah. No, faking it. Faking it all the time. Underneath this this jovial exterior. This jolly exterior is just this sense of, you know, here's what. All right. I'll wrap it up with this.
All right.
You're not going to get it from, you're not going to get remorse. You're not going to get apologies. You're not going to get awareness.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So what you do is rely on the other team. In my case, I'm a Democrat. I'm talking about Republicans, being aware of the fact that this brand is damaging and they're going to try to surgically remove it. If that might be the case, I still don't know whether that's true or not. That might be how we move
forward. As in Trump
As in impeachment.
Yeah, you
know,
yeah, yeah.
With that. But I don't know. Because I don't think there's anybody that wants to claim, you know, these people. Just like if it was another set of demonstrations that stormed the Capitol that might be frustrated with something in politics, I probably wouldn't want to claim it either. I mean, that's normal human behavior. So that's where I am. But what I don't like and what I don't need is somebody to comment like that and then walk away. And I, you know, there are 30 people standing around, and I don't want to, you know, scream at the top of my lungs, F you, you dumb F racist pig. That would really make
that
me
would
feel.
That would label you as a party pooper.
Yeah, but I've heard that again and again and again, and it's so bloody obvious to me, but it ain't obvious to certain people. And it's frustrating. And you know what? Here's the best part of all. Best part, here's some good news for you.
Yes.
All right? I don't care how you feel about people of color in America. But if you're somebody who really thinks that, you know, you're frustrated with Kamala, or you're frustrated with a man in Georgia who just won the Senate seat, I got news for you. It's going to keep going and going and going. And I am, and here I am, your prototype 61-year-old white devil, and I am delighted! So fun, yeah! That's right. Wonder if I'll live to see the fact that my people are going to be in the minority. Hope so. There. Say F you to me all you want. Okay? There you go. Thank you. That's it. Now I'm going to go pick my nose and eat it. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Close up look at our majestic...
None of these attractions are ready yet, of course, but the park will open with the basic tour you're about to take. And then other rides will come online 6 or 12 months after that. Absolutely spectacular design. Spared no expense.
And we can charge anything we want. $2,000 a day, $10,000 a day, and people will pay it. And then there's the merchandise. And I can personally...
Donald, this park was not built to cater only for the super rich. Everyone in the world has the right to enjoy these animals.
Sure, they will. What, we'll have a coupon day or something.
Gee, the lack of humility before nature that's being displayed here staggers me.
Well, thank you, Dr. Malcolm, but I think things are a little bit different than you and I had feared.
Yeah, I know. They're a lot worse.
Don't you see the danger, John, inherent in what you're doing here? Genetic power is the most awesome force the planet's ever seen, but you wield it like a kid that's found his dad's gun. If I may, I'll tell you the problem with the scientific power that you're using here. It didn't require any discipline to attain it. You know, you read what others had done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented it and packaged it and slapped it on a plastic lunchbox, and now you're selling it. You want to sell it. Well,
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think if they should.
I don't believe it. You're meant to come down here and defend me against these characters, and the only one I've got on my side is the blood-sucking lawyer.
Thank you.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Moncton, New Brunswick, Canada, Old Ford, North Carolina, Dayton, Washington, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That's one of the heavy drinking cities.
It is.
Some listener posted that online. Oshkosh, Wisconsin, way up there. Yep. Have another one on me. Carlsbad, California, and Kolding, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. We love them. The 10-year Treasury, which dictates interest rates, rose to pre-COVID levels last week after the Senate runoff, causing concern over the future of mortgage lending rates. But With these rates still at a 50-year low, more than half of you haven't jumped off the fence, probably because you think they will fall lower, or perhaps you don't even know what your current interest rate is. Don't wait until it's too late. That rhymes.
It does.
Don't wait till it's too late. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. They've been with us a long time. We love them.
Yes.
Other companies only posture that they have super low rates, not telling you about their junk fees and origination points, which are padding, just to make a little more money than they should. Call the only company that I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. It's not a question of if, but when these rates will go up. That's just a fact of life. Since Cornerstone is a lender as well as a broker, believe me, if they can't do it, nobody can. Pick up the phone, call them now, 202-625-1221, or you can go online, cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing.
And you know, I always get a smile. I get a smile when I roll out a tape that's a little obscure, but I know it brings you great joy. There are so many great little moments in Jurassic Park. What really could have just been a special effects film.
Smile.
It's a smirk, Mark. Mike, right. It's a smirk.
But yeah, that writing Goldblum in there where he's
so
doing
good.
That.
Goldblum is so good in it. And so is Wayne Knight, really.
You never ask whether you should. That's the problem you have. And that's the original, right? That goes back
to the first one.
The original Wayne Knight.
Like 92, 93 maybe? I'll find out. Hold on.
That is a movie that holds up. Even with all the improvements with CGI, that holds up. You know what I want to do? I want to talk. We never do it early in the show. I want to talk about the telly because you guys watch the juggernaut Wonder Woman that apparently is not doing as well as they expected it would do.
Well, it was still
at least
number
that's
one.
What I'm reading.
It was number one for a while, but I find that everyone was just meh about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of those things like Tiger King that it came out and everyone watched it, everyone streamed it, it was available to everybody, and then they realized it was a sucky movie. But
well, they're all sucky movies. They're explosions.
This
There's
was supposed
no
to be better. This was supposed to be better. And if anybody's going to be a fan of these superhero movies, it's me, right?
Right.
Yeah, you love them.
And
you love them.
I sat down. I watched it twice because I didn't want to believe that the first time I watched it, it was that bad.
Yeah.
You thought it might be your mood?
I thought it was because I was with my parents and I had to explain everything to them and I was distracted.
El Magic Lasso?
And we had the subtitles on and my mom kept on talking about Linda Carter. It's a whole thing.
So, Kyle Wagner name come up.
Yes!
I'll tell you, it would be tough for me to choose in their prime between Gal Gadot and Linda Carter. It would be very,
that
very difficult.
That's a close call.
I mean, Linda Carter, the TV Wonder Woman, but Gal Gadot is just a stunningly, strikingly
gorgeous
human being.
Your modern day, like, just a smoke show, right? You just can't go wrong. And Linda Carter, spoiler alert, does show up at the end credits of the film. And then I started reading about
it. What do you mean, like on camera?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I bailed before that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't
so
blame
you didn't watch the whole thing?
I don't blame you.
It started out, and here's the thing. I was excited because I've got a thing for Washington, D.C. movies, and there's a few movies that actually have location shooting
in
Washington, D.C.
We were excited that it was here.
And the first few minutes of the movie where you actually see Washington, D.C. and the way D.C. looked in the 80s and the restored Georgetown Theater, I mean, there's a scene, a key scene that shot on a street that I drive on every day on the way to work.
Mike, I could see you in this film in the 80s with the skinny tie. Like,
I can see
Mike. They did it so perfectly.
Actually, not a skinny tie. What he would be in is one of the Prize Patrol Jeeps from WAVA.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nick Sticker.
But it was, and also they did a great scene. There was I won't say it was like great cinematically or thrilling, but it was fun. The fight scene in the mall.
Yes.
Where they restored Landmark Mall to look like it did in the 80s. And that was fun to watch. But what is a movie but storytelling? And the story
sucks. Did they shoot it in Landmark Mall?
Oh, Mike. They rebuilt Landmark Mall to look like it was in the 80s with Walden Books and Time Out Arcade.
And all the colored neon and all that stuff. The fountains and everything.
That's pretty special.
And it was
not special enough for me to watch it.
But the story is so bad. When your best performance comes from essentially a Kristen Wiig Saturday Night Live character, what have you got? I mean, it's not that good.
It was a stretch story-wise to buy in. And you're already buying into Wonder Woman or Superman, anybody with superhero powers. The original Wonder Woman is so much better than the second offering.
Yeah.
And what didn't help also, Mike, is the hype that came with it, because it kept on getting pushed back.
Yep.
Pushed back. 2 years ago, they filmed the scenes in Georgetown. You remember we talked about it on air.
We sent an intern down
there. We did. So you're almost 3 years out. It finally hits homes/theaters.
Right.
And you're expecting this thing to be... So the poor storyline, the idea that it was going into your home and not the theater, I'm so happy, because I would have been pissed if I would have spent...
Oh, I would be so mad.
$60 with Shannon going to watch Wonder Woman and then walking out of that being like, I can't believe they let that go to print.
Without being a spoiler type guy, Mike, I can alienate you from this movie with one sentence. The main plot point is the granting of wishes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, really?
That's it.
It was like a genie movie in the middle of Wonder Woman. And even the DC-centric, which I thought it was cool as well, and those scenes were nice, didn't save it for me. And it
not
sucks.
Enough. Too little, like, too late.
Come on, all that work for this?
Yeah, it was minutes
you know,
of it.
When I'm on Rotten Tomatoes and I look for the green icon to tell me right. that people didn't like it, it just feels so over the top, hammy, and unearned. It doesn't feel lovingly hammy. It feels accidentally cheesy.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. You know
so kind of cheesy?
Gone, yeah. If they had gone the over the top route, and for lack of a better example, like the television show Batman, the old Batman in the 60s, that was purposely that way, then they might have been able to pull it off.
Yeah.
But and another opportunity they missed, Oscar, and I don't know if you thought this as well, for a movie that was set in the 80s, no 80s music. Which to me is a mistake, because you really can set the table.
Yeah, but aren't you kind of a nerd for that? So, I mean, nobody would really care.
That wasn't going to save the movie, though.
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, if you really want to go with period flavor, put some authentic music in it. Just something. Give me something.
I see cringy a couple of times.
Yes.
Very cringy.
Was it cringy? What, so bad that it's cringy?
If you have to think, first of all, you shouldn't think that much in a superhero movie.
Shouldn't have to.
Because there are moments where you think the movie's over, and you're like, okay, this is it.
Well, you hope it's
time's
over.
Done. And then out of the blue, she shows up in this like spacesuit.
Yep.
And you're like, was this from the beginning of the movie 2.5 hours ago, which I didn't understand then?
Yeah.
Right.
And also, Oscar, did you have a hard time buying into the villain? The villain was a weak villain.
It was like a telemarketer that was selling oil futures.
Yeah,
exactly. I find when superhero movies are criticized for plot, I find it ridiculous. If you're looking for a plot in a superhero movie, you're
Mike,
you know.
Well,
I always find like a great superhero movie is one where plot shows up accidentally. Or you know, inadvertently.
I agree with you. At the root, your point is correct.
Absolutely.
But what I'm looking for is the bear, like the nuance of you thought about this, and not three different writers wrote this movie and just put it together.
Yeah.
I know, it's terrible. So not worth anybody's time.
No. I mean, your son will probably like it because it's family friendly. Fine. Mm-hmm. There's this weird scenario where her ex-boyfriend comes back from the past and he takes the body of another man, and then they fall in love. That was strange. But
and remember, Mike, you can always steal a plane because it's always gassed up and ready to go at Andrews Air Force Base.
At the Smithsonian.
In the 80s,
they were all out there.
The plane was at the Smithsonian?
Yeah, they had planes at the Smithsonian.
Yeah, but it was unlocked.
Udvar Hazy, the one with the hangar.
Like it's on display and it had fuel in it?
This one was fueled up.
All right, that's it. We'll come back with more fun. I want to talk about Rob's finger when we come back.
Good.
On the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me.
You can buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. Leave stress and muscle tension in 2020.
Please.
That's right. 2021 is the time to start investing in your health with Theragun. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush, Oscar Santana.
I found a tutorial on Theragun's site that allows you to recover with a Theragun.
Yes.
And actually, it helps you sleep better. I kid you not.
100%.
They don't even say this enough in that.
Relieving tension, that's what it's all about. Whether you want help for muscle tension, working out, an injury, or just everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. It's so beautifully put together. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams, elite athletes, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. I love this product. It is literally in my living room right next to my chair. And for anybody that knows me, I play golf, I go to my chair, and I never leave it. Try Theragun for 30 days, starting at only $199. Never. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now to get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. Theragun.com/TMOS.
Mike, before we talk finger, I want to just say something. When we had our session for the promo yesterday, it's fun to watch you do voices, and Barker is fun because you do the gestures like Bob Barker. But one thing that was not written into the copy that I had to isolate was this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bob Barker is right.
And he's still alive. God
still
love
alive,
him.
Getting it done.
He's
absolutely
still alive, and we love you, Bob Barker. He was everything we ever wanted. A couple of times got a chance to meet him.
I think he might be the most pleasant, one of the most pleasant guests we've ever had, because he really did come to play, and he was fun. He was a fun guy.
I think on that swing through Television City in Hollywood, we got a chance to, we went out for a radio tour, and we got a chance to interview Bob and Dick Van Dyke in the same trip. And they were both super cool guys, super nice guys. And now both of them in their well into their 90s. So God bless both of those guys.
I like the fact that that was during the days of the Don and Mike show, and you guys grew tired of talking to the people they were trotting out. So you went home and left me there to pretend to interview the other CBS celebrities. And I got to
You had to take the ones from their news shows.
Right.
That nobody cared about. And we didn't want to bother ourselves with that. So we would have Rob do it.
And they were gone. They were back at the hotel, and I'm there for 40 minutes with John Schneider, just having a blast. It was great.
And the worst of all was Ian Ziering.
Oh,
was he a dick?
Yes.
Yeah, total dick.
Don't call him Ian. Don't call him Ian.
Yeah, we called him Ian. We pissed him off. So that's it. Ian. There you go.
Ian.
So getting to Rob's orthopedic injury that we're going to talk about right
now. Orthopedic?
Well, I don't know if it's orthopedic. It's his finger. He wouldn't have an orthopedic. I don't think Rob has ever broken a bone. Probably, right?
I've never broken my own bone.
Not on your own watch.
No. One time Kerry got out of hand. And
have you ever strained a ligament?
No. Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Have you ever, let's see.
I've twisted ankle.
You twisted your ankle? Really? Mm. What sport were you playing when that happened?
I believe it was croquet.
Would you say your body's lightly used?
I would say it's newsed.
Newsed, okay.
Newsed body. It's a newsed body.
So what did you do to your finger?
Okay, so I always, when I look at, I remember back on the Letterman show, if they ever did a close-up of him holding something, his hands were always really beat up. Cuticles, mess, or anything. And I always said, that's a shame that such a nice guy with a great television show would have such beat-up hands. So I would hope that my hands would look nice. Well, this story starts a few years ago when I really cut the dickens out of my finger. I dropped a food processor blade and tried to catch it. Now, there are very few things in the kitchen as sharp as a food processor blade.
I don't have a food. It's just a blender,
super,
right?
Super sharp blades, like a razor.
What you have to imagine is the base has the engine in it, right?
Yeah.
The food processor base.
Yeah.
And then there's a bowl. And then within the bowl is a series of blades. And
so
this is the
imagine
blade for
a
chopping.
Little cone, Oscar.
Uh-huh.
And then around that cone, attached to this cone,
are knives.
This little blades. Cylinder are blades.
Okay, got it.
Razor-sharp blades.
Ooh. And I had just told Robert, I was setting up, we're good and ready to make, this is before we sold fruitcakes. This is when I was just making them at my house. I said to Robert, if you ever use the food processor, be very careful. The blade is very sharp. Mm-hmm. And I set it on the counter, bumped it, and reflexively went to catch it. And it resulted in about, I think, 4 or 5 stitches in my thumb, right on the ball of my thumb. And it's a really bad place to get cut because that's, you know, if you're writing, buttoning a button, anything, you need that tip of your thumb to do it. Especially
enjoying some time alone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, well, actually, the lack of feeling there helps. So ask for a little more Novocaine. To go. So that healed, and that's years later. And you know what? There was like a little scar, but not much. Right. So about, I guess it was last weekend, I was making a roast beef for the family because, you know, I'm the cook and having a few beers and having a nice afternoon. And I go to take the roast beef out. And when I cook roast beef, I cook it in a cast iron skillet because it holds the heat and allows the meat to sear.
Like and with a handle on it?
Yeah, exactly. I have two of them. I have a 10-inch and a 12-inch, and they're my favorite pans in the kitchen. So I go to take the roast beef out, and I don't have a pot holder handy, so I take a kitchen towel and sort of wrap it around it and go to grab it. It's a decent-sized roast. And by the time I get the frying pan out of the oven...
With your stellar upper body strength.
Well, no, you know, actually, my upper body strength, my core strength sucks, but I'm okay as far as upper body strength. And it's not a weight issue. What it is the fact that I didn't wrap the towel very well. Mm-hmm. So while this finger, and this finger are perfectly thermally shielded from the hot frying pan, the thumb is pressed against the handle. And I don't really realize it. It takes a second to realize it until I'm between the oven and the counter, so I got to go through with it. I got to carry it over. Yeah. And it is a bad burn to the point that when I look down at my finger and me, I go to run cold water over it, and when I look at it, it has already changed color because there's been that much
heat. Is this the same thumb that you sliced?
Yes, and here's the thing. That night, I wake up not with a burn pain, but a throbbing pain, and it is my theory that there was so much nerve action going through my hand because of the burn that it like woke up that scar. It felt like I had cut myself again.
Oh, no.
It was a horrible burn. I wake up the next day, big blister, about the size of a dime. And so, you know, you deal with it. And
do you put a home remedy is to put toothpaste on burns, right? That's what my mom used to do when we were kids.
No, if anything, I think it's like a petroleum jelly.
No, we would really put toothpaste.
Really?
To this day, I think that's
Gleam,
what we do.
I'm like...
Is that wrong?
Where is the Colgate? Oscar has burned his hand again.
It's like you were there. She would call it Aqualino, which is toothpaste.
Aquafresh.
I'm not privy to that particular.
I've not heard of that.
No. Medicine for burns. I'm not.
I washed it. I put.
I was born in this country. I where we use toothpaste to brush teeth.
That's right. But also, Oscar did brush his teeth with A&D ointment, which is a different. So I
he's got a severe cut. Where is the Windex? Where is the Windex?
That lady from my big factory.
I kid you not, we use toothpaste.
So it is hurting really bad. It actually does wake me up that night because of the pain inside my thumb.
You ever think about going to the ER with it?
I was gonna look at it and see what happened. So it turns out the pain subsided. The blister came up. A couple days later, the blister, of course, you know, as blisters do, it pops.
Yeah.
And it peels away. And here's the worst thing about this. And it doesn't look too bad now. It's you know, it's definitely was a burn, and it definitely did go pretty deep. But ever since the blister came off, and this is why it's so bad to live in this modern era, I can't open my phone. Because my thumbprint is gone.
It burned off your thumbprint.
So,
but this is what's great now is you can do that second job as a paid assassin.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. You know? I can now go and be a safe cracker.
But, oh my god!
But it's weird. It still has a weird feeling, and it's not a burn feeling. It's an inside my thumb feeling. I think it sparked some nerve stuff that was dead from the original cut. But it's weird. It's still hard to write. My handwriting is a shambles, and it's hard to button my pants.
I think you should probably take the thumb. I think you should remove it. That's what I would do. Remove it. Mike O'Mara, Civil War surgeon. Get out. Take the thumb. It was Don Geronimo, a Civil War surgeon, back on the old show. You know, like,
yes.
Every solution was amputation.
Always, you know, amputation. I remember that was one of Dan Ryson's best promos.
Very simple. You take that same blade you use for the food processor, slice off the thumb, and then cover it with toothpaste. Welcome. We're better than WebMD. We'll take a break. More stuff coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's hard to believe that we are closing in on a full year of this pandemic. We've all had to adapt, sacrifice, and change just to get by. First of all, thank you all for sticking with TMOS. We're proud that we kept the content coming despite COVID-19, and we're humbled that you kept consuming it. Now, with the vaccine rolling out, no matter how slow, it looks like there's some light up ahead. But now is not the time to get happy. As far as safety, nothing has changed. Stay the course. However, speaking of change, we've got some great TMOS surprises coming up for you in 2021. So stay tuned. We're always working to make this show the best it can be. And this year is no exception. So in many ways, get ready for a great 2021. And it starts right here. From everyone at the Mike O'Mara Show, thank you and more to come. Who was that guy?
What a voice.
Sounded great.
Welcome back.
How's his thumb?
To the Mike O'Mara, it's really good. I need a little manicure.
I have a quick update. I'm on Colgate.com, and they talk about this home remedy. But after the spot, please.
Okay, it's not the university, it's the toothpaste.
Yes.
Okay.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. Remember, quality sleep is more important than ever. As we head into the new year, not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. By the time you get to be my ripe old age, I'll tell you, folks, you know how important it is. A good night's sleep, nothing can replace it.
It's the best.
So how do you resolve to achieve quality sleep in 2021 with a Sleep Number bed? Let Sleep Number help with your resolutions. Quality sleep is essential for optimal health, performance, and your sanity. Plus, getting the right amount of sleep can help you make healthier decisions in the kitchen. And the more you sleep, the better you will exercise. And the more you exercise, the better you'll sleep. It's a nice cycle. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. It is just the best. Make quality sleep your New Year's resolution. And now, save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Just make sure when you go in there and you get your Sleep Number bed, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
That
helps us, and we would appreciate that. And we have hundreds of listeners to this program that have purchased Sleep Number beds. And I've been on a Sleep Number bed for, I think, over a decade. It's really fantastic. I love
both
it.
Both locations
love it, love
for
it,
you.
Love it. So, Oscar, you wanted to talk about the Colgate remedy for burn victims?
Well, it's just because this has been like a lifetime of toothpaste on burns in my house. And you guys laughed, and I was like, oh, I'm going to show them.
Well, I've never heard it before. I don't doubt that there
might
be something
to it. You know why you
haven't
heard it?
Why?
Because it says, please avoid using toothpaste as a first aid remedy for burns. It can increase the risk of infection. That's why you haven't heard it. That's from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Wow.
And for decades in the Santana household, it's been Colgate, Colgate, Colgate on our burns.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay. If you don't have a burn like Rob has with blistering and open air, if you had just like a third, a second degree or a first degree
just is
where it's red, a first degree burn, and you put it on there, do you have any memory, childhood memory of burning yourself on a handle on
all
the stove and having it work?
This is why I'm so... No, it didn't work. It hurt more. But you did what your parents told you.
Well, I mean, there are all sorts of urban legends. Like they say for a jellyfish thing, you should use meat tenderizer. Well, you know, that's got to be garbage. Why would that even help? Yeah.
So
Oscar, hold your hand up for a second.
The top three ointments.
Look, no cavities.
The top three ointments, home remedies are that are wrong to use. Do not use these.
Okay.
Toothpaste, butter, and margarine.
I've heard of butter on burns.
I've never believed in that put the butter on burn. I've always thought ice cold water or an ice cube on a burn. You want to bring the temperature down.
Yeah. Is it possible? And I know we don't have our team here because we're in the COVID protocol. Everybody's at home. Can I just call my mom and yell at her for 2 seconds about the toothpaste on
sure,
my phone?
I think so.
Please,
sure.
Please. Just real quick. Yeah. I think that she has completely bamboozled us. Because I remember as a kid, I was like, this burns more.
Well, maybe
remember, it's your mom, though. She brought you into this world.
I'm gonna treat her with respect. I'll be respectful. Don't worry.
Bolivian toothpaste is different.
No, it's not different. It's
a, maybe it has like camphor in
it's
it
all,
or something.
It's all American.
All American toothpaste.
Put it on speaker. There we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. Mom. Hi, Dad. I just need to speak with Mom real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Hello, Mama.
Yes. Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao. Love you.
I love you.
Hey, Mom. We're on the show real quick.
Can you ever turn the TV up?
Can you turn the TV down a little bit?
Really hola, loud. Mrs. Ceballos. Oh, she can't hear
me. Mike, so, Senor Mike and Senor Rob, say hi.
Hola.
Did you know that Colino, the toothpaste that you put on burns our entire life, actually create more infections than help us? They burn more.
Ah, sí? No, yo siempre le ponía un poquitito. Si no tenía la crema especial para quemar.
Yeah, see,
I used to use you when you were little.
I know.
Pero but then I have a special cream for burn.
Yeah, but you would put toothpaste on us.
Yes.
Yeah, but it hurt us more than helped us. Do you know that?
No, they were dry so quickly.
No.
It never said in your material that it hurt more than helped.
You start crying.
Mom, don't tell people I cried. Come on. listen. You just got to be careful because I know you still put toothpaste on your burns, so be careful, okay?
No, I don't. I have the cream, a special cream in the kitchen.
What's the cream?
The cream name?
Yeah, is it from Goya?
Neosporin?
No, okay, Goya, ni Goya.
Hellman's?
Neosporin?
I gave you the, no, it's a
Philadelphia?
The cream for that is for years I use it. I'm not so dummy. I am good.
No, you're not a dummy, Mom. I think that the toothpaste from Bolivia is not working.
The name of the cream is Picrato de Butesin.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Picrato?
Is that American?
Yes. They have a American, too.
Okay. Well, I guess we're still going to South America. All right, Mom, I love you. Just be careful with the toothpaste, okay?
don't put me in the shame that this thing.
No, I'm not shamed. This is the more
don't
we know.
Shame your mother.
Don't
shame your mother.
Was, toothpaste shaming.
Maybe I don't have you start crying. I wanted you to start crying.
Mom, back to the crying. This is embarrassing. I love you. Well,
prospero año to your mama.
Prospero año, señor Mike. Prospero año, okay?
Okay.
I love you, Mom. Thank you.
I love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Say hello to your friends.
Okay, bye-bye.
From the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Note to self, longer segment with all of us being able to talk to Mrs. Ceballos without being Larry King for a change. And by the way, if you were keeping track of that cream that she uses in the kitchen, it's called Butabada Butabada.
You think I make this up?
I know. That's fantastic. I like Papa's still there. That's awesome, right?
See how quickly he got off.
Hello. Hello. Yes, I'll get off the phone. They both answer at the same time.
Who is
they're calling
desperate for some sort of communication?
Who is calling during the Wayne Brady show?
Let's make a prospero año deal. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Legacy Box, what is it, you may ask? Well, if you may ask, I may tell. It is an effortless way to digitally preserve your home movies and photos so that they are organized and protected. If you're like me, you got a lot of old photos and actually got lucky enough to, you know, have a, there's Rob's thumb drive. Yeah.
The first 6 years of my, my scarred thumb drive. The first 6 years of my kid's life are on this thumb drive. It's so
great. It's right
there.
You got it through Legacy Box. To say we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. We've all used it. Imagine reclaiming all the priceless footage you haven't been able to see in years. So simple. Use their kit to safely send in your media. Their experienced team will create a digital collection by hand, and then it all comes back to you. Stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, or a DVD, along with the original media you sent. They take care of it, they let you know where it is, and they get it right back to you. Legacy Box is something that you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS, that's the code you want to use, to take advantage of this limited time offer and get 40% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order their kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last, everybody.
News!
Bruce Willis was asked to put a mask on LA Rite Aid on Monday. Rite Aid's still a thing. I thought Rite Aid went out of business.
I think
I guess they're out in LA.
On the East Coast, at least.
Yeah, we have them.
Well, the one in Manassas is gone. So sad.
Yeah, and Fairfax.
But so they have plenty of drugstores to choose from in Manassas.
That's for sure. They asked him on Monday, but he refused, even though he had a bandana around his neck that he could have easily pulled up over his face. He opted not to. Not a lot of detail with this story, but I'm giving you what I got. He left the store without buying anything, but he issued a statement yesterday calling it an error in judgment. He added, quote, "Be safe out there, everyone, and let's continue to mask up." If you know anything about COVID, they teach you that here. I got to tell you, when you're talking about Los Angeles, it's a different world in L.A. Than most parts of the country. It really, they are in the belly of the beast with hospital bed availability and all that.
That bothers me. I always thought he was a good guy and a smart guy. I don't like that
Maybe
story.
Maybe he was missing the adulation of his fans. When you got a mask on, you can't tell that that's Bruce Willis.
I would think if he had the bandana on, he puts it on in other places. Sometimes you're just in a mood where you don't want to be told what to do.
The other weird thing is in the CVS Oscar, he was walking barefoot on broken glass.
It was Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
This story is for Spiewak. Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem are in talks to star in a movie about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Those are
the two stars, Javier Bardem and Nicole Kidman. What do you think about that choice?
I like Bardem very much. I don't know about Kidman. She might be almost too pretty to do it. I'm surprised to see it. I'd like to see how they do it.
Yeah, well, it's hard to argue she's such a great actress, but there are people online who think Deborah Messing could do a better job, and she apparently agrees. People started tweeting about what a perfect fit Deborah would be for the part. Even Valerie Bertinelli said she was robbed. Okay.
Why would Valerie Bertinelli have to measure in on this? That makes
she feels
no
strongly
sense.
About it. One person suggested that Deborah must have a scheduling conflict, and she replied, quote, "Oh no, I'm available." Someone else reminded Deborah that she once said she wouldn't play Lucy because she's untouchable. So I guess this whole Lucy thing with Deborah Messing has surfaced before. Deborah replied, quote, "I changed my mind." She wants it. She's also been responding with heart emojis to people who say she should get the part. So I'm not sure.
I loved
about that.
Part of the Universal Studios tour years ago, I would say maybe 3 years ago in Los Angeles, that went with Shannon.
Yeah.
They have the her office with the grassy knoll in front of it. It's the only one of the only places in Universal Studios that has
wasn't it Paramount?
I'm sorry, Paramount.
Yeah.
Looks like a home. And why would you ask, why does an office look like a home? It's because they would film exteriors of her with her kids on the little grassy knoll to show America that she could work and be a mom. It was just a full setup. It was just set up to make America okay with her being a working mom.
Lucy.
Very smart man. His biography is out of print. Desi Arnaz is called A Life, or My Life, I think. But if you ever lay your hands on it, a really fascinating story and a brilliant guy.
Great book and an entire chapter about using toothpaste for burns. I screwed up the line. I screwed up the line.
It came through.
Here all week. Anyway, things aren't going well for Jimmy Fallon and The Tonight Show. Monday night's...
Funny.
Monday night's episode drew just 947,000 viewers, which is the smallest audience ever for a new episode in the show's history.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Meanwhile, Stephen Colbert had 2.03 million viewers tune in for The Late Show, and Jimmy Kimmel Live attracted 1.67 million total viewers. Fallon has seen his show lag well behind Colbert and Kimmel for a while now, but NBC isn't concerned. They just extended Fallon's contract in November, so you get more of those cute little things.
I was going to say, the good news is he's going to be extra cute now. Extra cute.
No, people don't want cute in these tough times we live in right now. If you're thinking about finally getting in on this whole Bitcoin investment thing, I know you've dabbled, Oscar, in the Bitcoin world.
Oh, I missed out. Mike, I remember going into cryptocurrency and just getting interested and realizing, oh, it's like $1,200. Maybe I'll buy. And I realized I didn't have any money, so I never bought anything. It's almost a little less than $40,000 these days.
It's scary how incredible it is. But it turns out your most valuable asset might just be a pen and paper. What am I hearing?
It's Rob breathing into the mic. I was just texting him about it.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing?
I didn't think it was. I'm sorry if it was.
Is it really him breathing into the mic?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited about this Bitcoin story. Sorry.
There's a
sound like guy named
It's like...
I looked at the clock. I was like, 1:08. I got to tell Rob to listen to this because this is his breathing at the moment.
I heard it like for 10 minutes.
Yes.
There's a guy named Stefan Thomas. He lives in San Francisco, and he has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That means it's worth around, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$234 million.
That's real money.
So if you cash that in, real
money.
You can get 234 mil?
Yes, real money.
I don't know, because Oscar, three or four times we've had you try to explain Bitcoin to us and we still don't get it. You always said that you don't really cash it in, you just have it.
No, so you can sell it. So since, I would say maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there are now marketplaces where you can actually take your Bitcoin, put it in the market, and get money out. There are apps for this now.
But well, it wasn't Stefan always has, thus, right?
It wasn't always like that.
Stefan has a serious problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive, and Thomas lost the password for that hard drive.
Oh, my God.
There's more. You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and can't be unlocked. And Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses. So he only has 2 more shots to figure out his password.
Stefan Stuang Stabilak.
For all of the people that hate passwords. But he'll be out the 234 mil. And since Bitcoin is decentralized, there's no get my lost keys option. You either have them or you don't, and you're out of luck. Stefan says, quote, I would just lay in bed and think about it. Then I would go to the computer with some new strategy, and it wouldn't work, and I would be desperate again.
This is
terrifying.
He's out. If he can't get in, who gets the money, Oscar? Because virtual just doesn't exist.
It's out there. It's lost money.
It's in the ether.
It's lost money. And by the way, I mean, half of these Israeli security companies, I mean, even if you went to them and said, take half, figure this out, uncrack this code.
Yeah, please.
Please.
Yeah.
Do something, for God's sake.
Right?
Speaking of investments, the house where Lizzie Borden axe-murdered her parents back in 1892 in Fall River, Massachusetts, is on sale, and it'll cost you a cool $2 million if you want it. The house has only 3 bedrooms, but it is a tourist attraction and has a small museum and bed and breakfast business included, so you might be able to recoup some of the money, if you're not killed by a ghost. So. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks.
Something gave her father 40 more, right?
41, yeah.
41, yeah.
Scary. Now a little something. This is a big story for our show and our listeners. On-demand Girl Scout cookies have have arrived.
Wow.
Girl Scout cookie sales are going to look different this year. Obviously, the conditions aren't right for them to sell door-to-door or at tables outside grocery stores. So they have partnered with Grubhub to deliver cookies for the first time ever. You will be able to use Grubhub to order cookies if you want to pick them up. And since it's on Grubhub, a package of Thin Mints will now cost $875. There you go. So enjoy your cookies. Hope you like that. There you go. The cookies are on their way. Yeah, Samoans. I like those. Those are my favorite. What are your favorite?
Thin Mints
are your favorite.
Frozen
Rob,
Thin
what are your favorites?
Thin Mints. And I also like Trefoils. Trefoils, the shortbread cookie, is good.
Trefoils.
Shortbread. And, that's a bonus if you get that.
Yeah.
That's right. And put them in the oven and burn your thumb while you're doing it.
I have no feeling in my arm.
We will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hello, Americans. Miss me? I bet you do. It's Barack, and I need to ask a favor. We are about to enter a new political era in the greatest country in the world. The past few months haven't been a picnic, but we can do better. So this is what I ask. Please support Joe, and it might not be easy. When he loses the TV remote, help him find it. When he offers you hard candy, accept it. If he wants to watch Matlock, give him that hour. And no matter how much he wants to drive, keep his car keys hidden. Now, I know having an older man in the Oval Office can be tough, but at least he's an adult. The last thing we need as Commander-in-Chief is a child. Like little Jabril. I bet you thought I was talking about the other guy, didn't you? I like jokes. Thank you for your time, and God bless America.
He likes
Thank you.
Jokes.
Thank you very much. I'm about mediocre Barack Obama.
Oh, no, I love
That's
it,
great.
I love it.
Elohe. Is they I sway Ike Mayo Aram way? Wait. Is they is way Ike May O'Mara way? If way away, every way, important way, essay, G May, about way, I can't do it. I can't read
well,
the
we
big
can
Latin.
Do, we can eat, you can do it, you know, from
is
memory.
Is a Ike O'Mara May.
Exactly.
If way away.
Did you write a full spot in pig Latin?
He did.
I actually found a translating app.
Away ever. Iwe idne our ye a port say. And a ifwe oye uybe ife onsbe akijbe.
Onisbe
akijbe.
That's great.
And a ifwe uye ibe ive onisbe akijbe. Uye etge extra way. On 10K. On 10K.
On 10K.
All right. I have to read it and then translate it myself.
All right.
Forget it.
Buy the bonus package.
Anway, it way, is way, uncensored way, anway, immersal K, ifre. Oscar way, ode, uye, understand way, ime.
Toothpaste.
Oscar way. Ude, oye, understand way, ime?
Yes, of course.
Nice.
Nevertheless, nay. Usche o gay o te our way ebside way. Anway ube uye be at way isle on way. Ethre udway eBay. I can't do it anymore. Thank you.
I'd
very
like to
much.
Point I'm out done. That this Valiant time effort. this is the only thing on our stream.
Wow. Special. Very special.
Buy it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, we have to open up the.
Please.
I am so lost right now. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today, January 13th, 2021. Take it away, Rob.
Once again, the Bob Barker noise.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you. I also want to say Ken Jennings is getting, I think, moderately good marks as a host of Jeopardy this week. It's a little bit like watching my Uncle Dana
bad.
Do it.
He might not. I think that'd be a pretty decent transaction. Is he pretty competent doing it?
He seems to be, and I think that...
And a legitimate smart guy which I think gives him credibility for the show. I'd be all for him doing
The problem is that he went, as soon as they started to make allusions to the fact that he might be the replacement, he declined. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. So they might have to sort of set the table for him to do it. Next week, we're going to get Katie Couric. But also, here's one that's coming down the pike that you didn't expect. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
One of my idols growing up was Alex Trebek.
And being able
to be on Jeopardy years ago, even though blowing that up.
He's a smart quarterback, but he's
they're doing some.
Why do we have to give to the rich? It's always give to the rich. Have somebody that doesn't have a gig. All right, Aaron Rodgers never has to work another day in his life. Enough. Please, God, Aaron Rodgers, because he's a quarterback.
Jesus, big numbers in Oshkosh.
Whoever came up with that, go to hell. Thank you.
They'll get big numbers in Oshkosh. Yes, they put him at the podium. Speaking of podium, you know the guy that was had his picture taken carrying Nancy Pelosi's podium.
Yes.
Out of the, he's Mike. He's from Florida.
Of course he is. God,
and he's out on I think $25,000 bond, and the press actually got to speak to his lawyer yesterday, and his lawyer had this to say, and a very thoughtful man.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain that, but yeah, that would be a problem. I'm not a magician, and neither is Mr. Bigney. So yeah, we've got a photograph of our client who appears to be inside the federal building or inside the Capitol with
holding a podium.
Not great when your lawyer is approaching the press and says, "Well, I'm not a magician."
See, there's a photo of him holding the thing he stole. Usually not good if you're trying to defend him. We're going to do the best we can. God love him. He's out on bond. But, it's him. He did it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know who they should hire is Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
He's not a magician.
I'm just a caveman. Yes.
Wouldn't you love to have Phil Hartman back for a week or so?
I would. Oh, yeah. He was a great one. He really was.
I don't know. You probably don't remember this, Oscar. One time he came out on Letterman and he had like a little mustache, like a David Niven British actor mustache. And they did half the interview.
And then Letterman finally says, "What is that on your upper lip?" And Phil Hartman goes, "It's a drawn on mustache, Dave." So, and he did it for no reason.
Exactly.
Which was just funny. Like something he thought about in the green room. Spectacular. Yeah. I'd like to go back and watch that whole interview again.
Because
everyone is cracking up. And Letterman, this is where Letterman was brilliant. Because Letterman would just go on and on and on.
And ignore
then
it.
Finally you get to the slide. And it's this simple exchange where he goes, I wouldn't be doing my job or something like that, right?
If I didn't ask you what's
on your upper lip. And then Phil Hartman goes, "It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave."
And he comes out and he's like dressed like he's a 1930s film star. His hair is slicked back. And obviously it's like, you know, he's in New York because he's on Saturday Night Live. He doesn't have anything to promote. He's just out there. Well, it's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
One of those great guests that came to play, came to entertain people. It was great.
All right, so we opened the show with Jurassic Park. And there was a reason we did that, because there's a viral video with a guy, he's playing trumpet and he's sitting on just a normal, like a chair you would see in an elementary school. The kind of chair that when you back up on tile, it squeaks. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he plays the theme to Jurassic Park with trumpet and chair.
Is that the chair?
Yes. The thing that I love about it is that by the time the video's over, he's much further away from the camera. Because every time the chair squeaks, he has to back. Oh, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't play this too. Because this is another good cover of that legendary piece of music. Very good. Oh, stop that. Now, a normal broadcaster might end there, but I've got one more for you, Mike. I've got one more. You may wonder what it would sound like if a plumber were to take 10 feet of PVC pipe, it looked to me about 5 inches in diameter, lay it down, go to the other end of it, squat, and fart into the pipe. How would that sound?
This is a treasure right here.
This is right here.
Can I hear it again, please?
You may. Now what's great is if you watch the full video, he has to put his phone down and then go the length of the pipe and squat. I don't know if this helps your visual or not. He's a bearded plumber. And that is your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. And make sure, by the way, that you vote for my sweetie, okay?
Yes.
Vote for Summer. Vote for Summer. No, Summer Wheatley. Now, my wife is trying to become the best in Lee County down here in Florida. Esthetician.
Where
facials,
do we go vote?
Best facials.
Where do we go vote?
Yeah, where do we vote?
I'm glad. I'm really, really glad you. GulfShoreLife.com.
Okay.
That's GulfShoreLife.com. And vote for DermGlow Skin as the best facial here in Lee County, Florida. Thank you very much. I did it, Carla. That means I'll actually be fed dinner tonight. Thank you very much.
You get your wallet back. That's exciting.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I need you to get my underwear out of my butt.
Pandemic.